Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In Washington, D.C. tomorrow, a congressional subcommittee will revisit the question of what businesses should be eligible for the government contracts set aside for small businesses. Lloyd Chapman, president of the Petaluma-based American Small Business League, will be watching carefully.
Back in 1953, when Congress passed the Small Business Act, it says that a fair portion of the total value of all federal contracts and subcontracts should go to small businesses. And these days, that's been interpreted to be 23%. If the government hit that goal, it would be about $150 billion a year.
The problem, Chapman says, is that the government and the Small Business Administration are nowhere close to meeting that goal because those small business contracts are being given to mega corporations instead. Just what those deals are and who is getting them is unknown because the SBA has refused to release that information. So Chapman is sued to find out.
Under the Freedom of Information Act, I asked them to tell me who got federal small business contracts for 2005 and 2006, and of course they refused. They don't want the public to find out that Lockheed and Boeing and Halliburton are getting most of the federal small business contracts, so they refused. I sued them, and in a preliminary hearing, the judge ruled in my favor. She was so outraged that the government was trying to withhold the information that she ordered them to give it to me before we even went to trial.
District Court Judge Marilyn Patel directed the SBA to release the information within 2 weeks, but Chapman doesn't expect that will actually happen.
My attorney thinks they're going to appeal it to the Ninth Circuit. I hope they do. That'll be fantastic because I want people to see how desperately the Bush administration is trying to withhold what should be benign information, who gets federal small business contracts. And when they're willing to go to federal court to withhold it, I think that's very telling.
This is the fourth legal case that Chapman and the ASBL have won against the SBA, which he charges has been far more generous to big corporations during the Bush administration. But he has also been disappointed in the Democratic response to the issue since the 2006 elections.
I thought when the Democrats took over Congress, this was going to all be over. I thought there'd be hearings in the House and the Senate, and they'd bring it to a close. But actually, about 9 months ago, the House passed a bill called H.R. 3567 that would allow companies that are controlled by billion-dollar venture capital firms to get federal small business contracts. And then about 90 days ago, another bill passed out of the House that once again would allow businesses that are controlled by literally multi-billion-dollar venture capital companies be considered small businesses. And I was very disappointed when my longtime friend Lynn Woolsey voted for both of those bills.
Chapman hopes to make this an issue in the presidential campaign this fall, because he says the misallocation of these contracts has far-reaching effects that ripple through our entire economy.
If someone's business doesn't do business with the federal government or government contractors, you're still being negatively impacted because this is what we estimate is over $100 billion a year that's being pulled out of the middle-class economy and going to large corporations that are shipping jobs overseas. So it's something that affects everybody in America.
As far as he has been able to determine, Chapman says about $30 billion in federal spending is going to small businesses, those with fewer than 100 employees, but that's only a fifth of the amount that Congress has ordered. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.